Thank you.
Oh, powerful stuff indeed. David Bowie and the Signet Committee. And that brings us pretty close to the end of this week's programme. And our thanks, of course, to David and also to John Cambridge, drums, Tony Visconti on bass, and Mick Bronson on lead guitar. And also, of course, to producer Jeff Griffin, and to Tony Wilson, the sound balancer, and to Chris Lycett, who leaps about adjusting microphones and tons of fiendish gadgetry of one sort or another. Also, thanks to our studio audience, and finally to you for listening. And the last song we're going to hear from David Bowie, we hope that the audience will join in. Little organ flourish there, quite tasty. And it's called Memories of a Free Festival, and it will be apparently David's next American single in a slightly abbreviated form, and it is once again on the LP called Finally David Bowie.
Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
fences.
Fix a fence, defend a dance. I've got lots of experience. Rent gets spent, all the letters never written that don't get sent. It comes from confusion, all the things I left undone. Comes from moment to moment, day to day. My time seems to slip away, but I got 20 million things to do, 20 million things. All I can think about is you, with 20 million things, 20 million things to do.
I got mysterious, mysterious, and I'm hanging in the air. Your rocking chair I'm supposed to fix, when it came undid. I let slip, I found out quick. They come from moment to moment, day to day. Time seems to slip away, but I've got 20 million things to do.
One, two, and buckle my shoe off.
Like a beggar in the sand, with the sky in my face is cherry red. You rock me so hard, babe.
dirty old river must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright, and I don't need no friends.
Need no friends.
As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. I am so lazy, don't want to wander. I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. When Terry and Julie cross over the river, where they feel safe and sound, and they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, in paradise. Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright, but Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise. Waterloo sunset's fine.
Waterloo sunset's fine.
We're gonna get Carl Gearhart from the Giant Country Horns out here. So give him a big hand. Pirates scores evening with his cry. In sanctuary bugs to fry, a monkey of his style. A dust arose, it clogged my nose before I could blink twice. So I just got bubbled up, I gave some last advice. The flesh from Satan's dogs will make the rudiments of gruel. Deducting carrots from your pain, you worthless sloppy fool. Septic maiden's goggle tooth demented me with fire. I drifted where the current shows, I float upon my back. A chance for me to stand by, I'd stuff it in my sack. The foggy cavern's musty grime appeared within my palm. I snatched three smoke to scrape it off, the deadly ice to calm. And used it like a rag to mop the slime from where the slug had slithered through the bag. In summing up the moral scenes, a little bit obscure. Give the director a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector, a picture of nectar, a viral dissector. So see you tomorrow night. Carl Gearhart, thank you.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We can. outside.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.